Yes, that's right. You're listening to the Burnt Breakfast Show right here on RDU 98.5. And I'm absolutely delighted to be talking to my next guest. He released a song on Friday called Parasite. It is a fantastic song. And he is just such an adored musician here in Ototahi. I have Sam Bambury on the line. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just walking by the river at the moment. It's quite a nice morning.
Yeah. That's quite
slightly overcast. Perfect t-shirt weather.
Great. Do you often walk along the river in mornings? Is that a thing you do?
No, not normally, because I live by the bays.
Oh,
so
right.
It's often by the bays, but the river. I'm in the city this morning just for some breakfast, and it's quite nice to watch ducks go by.
Yeah, I can imagine actually. Yeah. Hey, so yes, you released music on Friday, first song
Woo! Of
the year. Tell me, do you ever get used to like music releases, or is it always a strange feeling?
I think this is something that really needs to be talked about more, and there's been some conversations about it for live performances from people like Vera Allen writing for Flying Nun, but I guess like putting things that you've like kept to yourself or a very close friend group for a long time, it's actually quite stressful to put it out, and sometimes anxiously traumatic in a way, because you never know how it's going to be perceived or seen, but I'm excited to get it out and have it released and have people listen to it and cherish it the same way I do. But it's always stressful because there's a lot more to a release for a musician than most people realise. There's lots of getting artwork together, lots of press and all of those things. And so I'm really grateful to know how that work operates, but also the artist in me is stressing out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I have to admit, I mean, that's something I've learnt, particularly in the last couple of years, is quite how many components there are to releasing music. And you don't get credit for nearly enough of it. But I'm so glad you are excited to share this with the world. Can you tell me a little bit about Parasite?
So Parasite is a song. I went to my friend Dee Stevens, who is this amazing producer, and we've been making music together for a couple years now, and it was quite bare bones, and lyrically, I guess it's evaluating past selves and using some quite strong imagery to portray the kind of dichotomy in myself between thinking about your past and what energy you can kind of like bring forward with it.
In an
abstract sense, musically, we kind of took this parasitic theme into the musical world. My friend Sam White is this incredible drummer, and on the song you'll hear some of his amazing drum chops that kind of really add to it. And so we all kind of followed that path down through overdubs as well. So it ends up being like quite this like three chord bare bones kind of song, but it has like such a deep psychedelic experimental pop, weird pop kind of vibe. So that's Parasite, and it was a part of a collection of songs for an album that's coming out in May.
Yes. No, you've actually yeah, you've described it really well there. It is a beautiful song. You should be very proud of it. Now, yes, as you mentioned, it's part of an album coming out later this year in May, I believe. And I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Rubricator. Is that correct?
It's a set of songs for May 17th. I don't know how to feel about it, but I'm really excited to have it out there.
Oh, good. No, and you should be. I have all faith in the world. It's going to be amazing. Now, tell me, do you put much thought into, like, you know, Parasite's the first single from this. Did you put much thought into, you know, what is your first single going to be? Or was Parasite kind of the natural contender?
Yeah, it's probably the weirdest one on the album.
Right, okay.
Which is, I guess, counterintuitive, because most people want to hear, like, vibes or whatever, and there's such a, like, a strong obligation from musicians to be, like, play into vibes.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Or whatever, but I was listening to the mixes back, and I thought, man, wouldn't it be crazy to have, like, the buggiest song be the single, and that's what we're doing. So that's the thought that I've put into it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, I love it's, that.
Because the songs recorded they're a bit of a change away from, I know I've been like doing like folk country, alt country kind of stuff in Christchurch for a while, and I'm pivoting slightly, and so it felt like it needed to be the nuclear option, to be like, this is the out there song on the album, Eat Up. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. It's an exciting time to be a Sam Bambury fan, I have to say. Now, one thing about you, Sam, is every time I see you, you're always hanging out with other, like, cool and talented musos. Now, tell me, do you get a lot of inspiration from all those many musicians you hang out with? Like, do you talk and bounce ideas off them, or, like, how does that work?
I'm really privileged to have friends that are also really super talented. And Christchurch really has a scene of people that have similar tastes and do lots of great things. I guess songwriting wise, it's always a more personal journey.
But
song that I wrote with my friend Hannah Everingham, who's this amazing songwriter as well.
Incredible.
But I guess we talk a lot about the journey of releasing music, I guess, in a more admin sense rather than the creative process.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Which is helpful, because I feel we need to keep talking and keep the conversation up about what's going on and, like, our lives. And but mostly I just like to eat food and go to gigs with them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Smash Palace for a pint or something. It's they're great friends, and that's, I think, if you're in any creative space, you got to have great friends and just hang out and enjoy our time on this journey, you know. So
yeah, wow. Oh my god, that was just beautiful, Sam. Oh, filled me up. My heart is full now. This is actually not really, like, to do with anything, but you're in one of your press photos. You have that amazing blue bolo tie on.
And
where the hell did you find that? It's gorgeous.
My friend Azure, she, on Instagram, she's called Made by Fluff, and does some amazing acrylic plastic jewelry that's quite vibey and quite nice. And she had been talking a long time about doing a bolo tie, and me being a little country boy, I am really into the concept of a bolo tie. And then she put them out, and I was like, bought one immediately. So I do love bolo ties. Go check out Made by Fluff. Local, formerly Ōtautahi based, but now in the Manawatū, I think. So, go check her out.
Absolutely. Oh, it's so cool. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries.
An absolute pleasure to talk to you. If people want to go check out and listen to Parasite, where can they do that?
The typical places, Spotify, Apple Music, RDU 98.5 FM.
Yeah, that's right.
uh, yeah, all the typical places and Bandcamp very soon.
Cool. Fantastic. Well, Sam, yeah, again, thank you so much for joining me today. Have an absolutely wonderful day and good luck for anything, for everything. You've got to come back on the show when this album comes out.
Oh, for sure.
And we can talk more about it then. Anyway, yeah, once again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Liam. Have a good day.
And that is the gorgeous Sam Banbury talking about his brand new music. It's going to be an exciting year for him. Here is that said song right now. This is Parasite. Enjoy.
Hand me the drums. Reaching out, stand and deliver the finger framing the mountain snow. I hear a distant call, a wail in the wind, an infant immaculate. Drink.